way they go about it.
Oh.
And the things they sneak around and do. It's not that they want it. We want it, too.
He did indicate, though, and I think the thing he pointed out that really caught our attention was the fact that only about 20% of women have the same mindset that guys have in terms of the aggressiveness.
Oh, no, believe me. I want it every day, twice a day, three times a day, as much
really?
As I can
Lord,
get it.
Well, see,
are you married?
No, I'm not.
Wow.
Well, see, you're one of the 20%ers
yeah.
then, as he said.
Yeah. You must have the happiest boyfriend
in the
world. I
don't watch porn or any of that mess either. I'm a very Christian person. If you want it, then go be in a relationship with someone, and you'll get it all the time.
You're right there.
The problem is, the reason we think you're pigs is because no one wants to be in a relationship. You just want to go out, find someone, take them home, and never speak to them again.
Well, here's the deal. If you are in a relationship, that's one thing. But what if you have the feelings, the yearning, and all of a sudden you're not in a relationship? You're just supposed to sit back and say, oh, one day? You know, what's wrong with going out and having a good time and maybe enjoying yourself?
The way they go about it.
Oh?
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't quite understand. What do you mean?
It's the way they talk to you. I mean, I've been single before. I'm not single now, but I'm not married. But I've been single. It's the way they come up and talk to you. It's like they might as well just walk up and say, let's go screw.
And what's wrong with that?
It's not because I'm a proper Christian woman. I don't want to be treated that way or be assumed that I'm like that.
I got
all right,
you.
And you're the twice-a-day girl, right?
I want to be treated with respect.
I understand, but you're the twice-a-day girl, right?
Oh, heck yeah.
All right. Well, see, now understand that a lot of times you're not perfect, and no one in this world is perfect. So couldn't you overlook the little things that a guy may say that may be wrong because he's all caught up in you?
No, he's not caught up in me. He's caught up in whoever he can get to take home.
Okay, well, is there a problem with that?
I think those are two.
Like I said, if they would just show women some respect, we wouldn't call them pigs.
Oh, okay, well.
And go around doing stuff behind our back. That's the reason they get called pigs. Not because they want sex. We want it, too.
All right, so it's basically what the guy does behind your back that gives him the oinker.
And the way they go about trying to get it in the first place.
Oh, okay.
But see,
so you need somebody
part,
smooth.
See, because the problem for a guy is he has to try to figure out how long does it take for me to be, you know, how much smooth do I got to deliver before I can get what I want?
Yeah.
That's a tough thing.
Don't you think we have the same problem when we're single?
I don't know, because if you walked up, you know, if you walked up to a single guy and said, hey, I'd really like to have my way with you. More than likely, you're going to get it.
But I'm not going to do that.
Why? See, that's
because
the thing.
Because I'm a good Christian person. I'm going to wait till I'm in a relationship.
No, wait a minute. I know a lot of good Christian people who are, who believe in go forth and multiply.
Not all of us do.
I understand. But see, you're twice a day, and yet and still, if a man feels that way and handles this differently, then you point at him and say, you know, you're a pig.
You're not in a relationship right now, or are you?
No, I am.
Oh, you are. Okay.
How long have you been in this relationship?
We've been living together for about 8 months.
About 8 months. All right. And how long did it take for him to smooth his way into, you know,
into
your boudoir?
Underwear? Yeah,
your boudoir.
I mean, your bed. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. Into your bed.
Not real long. We started dating the second we met.
You started dating the second you met.
Pretty much. We knew the second we met.
Okay, and then so how long before you?
Yeah, how long?
Got intimate.
Couple weeks.
Okay,
couple of weeks.
That's a lot of.
That must have been hell on you.
It was.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, it's good talking to you.
Because I want it way more than he does.
Wow.
Well, do you think that there's a possibility that this relationship could be over shortly if he doesn't pick up the pace?
I don't know.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Well, hey, it's good talking to you. You have a good day.
Bye-bye
now. Take care. Jack and Ron on 98.9 KISS FM. Hi, you're on the air.